T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go. Gresh and Fourier
on WEEI.
Did I wait long enough for the texter who was bitching that we jumped in on the one song too quick? Just keep playing it, Mick.
This one has an E next to it. I'm not sure how much longer we can play it.
Oh, okay. All right, well, then to hell with that guy. 12:04, Gresh and Fourier here with you. I just wanted to make sure to make the texter happy that we gave a nice long one-minute intro or something like that.
1 minute, 1 second.
So there was 101. Perfect timing. Fourier, you ended up seeing this photo out on the interwebs of potential, I don't know about the number one pick, but the number two pick, Jaden Daniels. And for those of you that went to Twitch or YouTube, you are looking at something that does not look right.
No, it looks fake, right? It looks manufactured. It's as if somebody created this picture to lower Jaden Daniels' draft stock. But here's how it started.
Someone already in the Twitch, what the F is that? Jesus, no way that photo is real. Even the bicep looks fake.
So this is one of those situations. So Ian Rappaport was at Jaden Daniels' pro day yesterday, and he kind of sends out a tweet, talks about all the teams that were there, and just, you know, and releases this picture. So, and that was at 11:43 a.m. yesterday. And, of course, Twitter X went nuts. It's not real. Is that AI? What's wrong with them? So, sure enough, the New York Post did a quick little story on it, and they grabbed the doctor to comment on it. They grabbed Dr.
Isaac Yankum.
Dr. Jesse Morse with the Osteopathic Center. So he chimed in. He did it on his own. He just chimed in on social media and just was trying to, I guess, cool everybody's fears, because the teams that were there checking out Jaden Daniels started freaking out too. The Patriots, the Commanders, the Giants, the Vikings, and the Broncos, and the Raiders. They were all there. And I think the Raiders were there just because, you know, Jaden Daniels went to Arizona State.
The Raiders might move up. Who knows? They might offer.
Antonio Pierce coached him as part of that whole recruiting process.
Might offer a gaggle of first rounders.
So you saw the picture. Here's what the doctor says. He says, Jaden Daniels appears to be dealing with, let's just call it bursitis of his right throwing elbow, he wrote. This is an inflammation of the bursa, which is a sac that is usually empty and is there to protect the bone underneath. We have them in several joints, including the elbow and the knee. He added, these are very common and more annoying than concerning as long as they are not infected, right? So, no big deal. You've had a bursa sac, right? Like, you've had,
no,
like, nothing like this. This looks fake, but it isn't.
No, my issues were all fingers and sort of, like, feet related, minor back issue, but no elbows, knees, thank God.
I've had a bursa.
My fingers are all jacked.
Yeah,
up.
But I've had a bursa before on my knee.
And normally,
I've had it on my elbow too.
Yeah,
it looks like a little golf ball, but that looks like an alien.
Well,
that looks like a bait. That looks like, you ever seen the movie Total Recall?
Vaguely, yes.
Billy,
I remember it.
You have seen the movie Total Recall,
the Arnold one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And the one guy who was like
an alien.
The girl
with three boobs, go on.
Well, yes, there was that.
Oh,
that was
a girl, it's like the chick with the three knockers.
Well, see, now Gresh is going to go watch it because, like, what, three boobs? I don't have enough hands.
No, it's a Family Guy joke. They were all sitting around drinking on a boat and then being like, how do you not choose the chick with three knockers?
Yeah. There's a scene in that where the guy is an alien. He has this little baby that comes out of his chest, and his name is Quato. That looks like Quato.
Okay. So what's interesting is on this photo of the elbow of Jaden Daniels is our Doc Flynn, local, right?
Did Jessica he jump
Flynn.
In?
No, Jessica Flynn, she jumped in. Doc Flynn NFL saw this tweet from Ian Rappaport and put out 15 hours ago. This is either AI or a distorted image from his arm speed beating the camera mechanism. This is not a humanly possible elbow.
I know, right? That's got to be it. So
that
this
is a
one
good point.
That's yeah. actually
so
the,
it
that's
is
the
in
best.
Motion.
Yep.
And Doc Flynn nails it. She is the best.
Well,
in breaking this stuff down,
I would say this doctor that the New York Post finds. This is and the New York Post. This is where I get all my information, by the way. Dr. Jesse Morse. Be careful when you go to the osteopathic center. Okay, and probably somewhere in New York.
Sounds like where you go for PT.
Osteopathic. No, it sounds like some like a psychic, you know, hangout. Like
osteopathic.
I know osteo bone, whatever, but it sounds like, hey, you can get your PT, get your x-rays, and oh, there you go. Look, Coop even did a little. See, that's a bursa sac to the top right. It literally looks like. It's just like I've banged my elbow so many times that it looks like you have a little, I don't know, like a bone that is growing too fast.
Ladies and gentlemen, I understand that you may be eating lunch right now, so I'm going to give you a small 3-second warning before I ask Christian Fourier something about this photo.
Top right one, right?
So the top right photo. Have you ever seen those, like, big zit pop videos online?
Ooh, Dr. Pimple Popper
well,
movie?
That's what that looks like, is that little too.
There you go.
It looks like Dr. Pimple Popper would look at that and go.
Cut it open and then rummage around.
Yeah. And then just squeeze all the junk out of it and
that's
stuff like that.
That's where my keys went.
Oh, that's where my keys went. But that's what that looks like. But then again, okay. That's just a normal.
Right, so fine. So
that's a normal.
No
sack
need to worry.
Of a bursar,
no need because he probably sack. Does have a bursar sack, you know. But like at some point, but that's not it. You know what the real problem is? You
What's
know what the real problem is with all these quarterbacks, at least the top three quarterbacks. When you think about who is drafting them, okay, the top three teams drafting quarterbacks, the top three teams all need quarterbacks.
Oh yeah.
Okay, the one thing they all have in common is what? Not even ask you this, and you tell me what the top three
all
teams.
All three teams are not modern.
Well.
Because they have a defensive coach.
You
so
got
they're
to
not,
it.
They're not modern.
Did. Yeah.
How could people stand for this in Chicago and Washington and here in New England? By God, you got to just get an offensive guy, Fourier.
Well, it is funny.
Are you kidding me that NFL head coaches who have a defensive background get hired?
So
only by the dumb teams.
So Eberflus in Chicago, that's the head coach, the offensive coordinator, Shane Waldron.
Yeah, and I don't think Chicago fans are real happy with Eberflus.
Well, listen, he's got another year. He's part of whether he may not have final say on who they pick, and he may not be the guy that
right.
finally coaches them the last couple years, but he's there now,
mm-hmm.
and he just had a rookie quarterback.
Well, he also had Justin Fields, who some people thought highly of.
Okay. Dan Quinn in Washington.
Brand new.
But Cliff Kingsbury is his coach,
mm-hmm.
is his offensive coordinator. And then you have, obviously, Jerod Mayo with the New England Patriots, and Van Pelt is his offensive coordinator. So I just thought that was interesting that the three teams, they all have needs at quarterback, and all of them are going to be led by defensive coaches. I just thought that was odd. I thought it was a little scary if you're one of these quarterbacks that are going to, you know, end up on one of these teams. The guy that's telling you what and take Bill out of it. I know Bill was a defensive coach. I'm not using it as a comp. But I would be a little freaked out. The guy that is in charge of my development is a defensive coach and a defensive-minded coach. Did you see that Robert Saleh? I don't know if this is true or not, but the rumor was that he got a big fight with the Jets owner.
I did see a little story about that.
Because Saleh's he just cares about defense. He wants to draft defense. He wants to focus on defense. Mm-hmm. And Woody Johnson is like, dude, can you get an offensive player, please?
And well, they went and got, you know, one of the best quarterbacks of the generation.
You need more. Can you? It is interesting. Listen, there's not much to it. It will be interesting to watch their development, especially since all of them. And Dan Quinn inherited Matt Ryan. That worked out fine, but he had a really strong offensive coordinator, and he stayed out of the way, which was Mike Shanahan. Sorry, Kyle Shanahan.
Yep.
Eberflus has had a bunch of different coordinators. They just hired Shane Waldron.
It feels like they're about to make another coaching change there.
In Chicago.
Yeah. Like, get the quarterback. They made some moves. Ryan Poles can be like, all right, I don't like the way this guy's developing. It feels like Eberflus is almost set up to fail.
And again, that'll be the problem moving forward. But Mayo isn't going anywhere.
No.
Eberflus is going to pick number one and probably be gone if it doesn't work, because the odds are that it's not going to be perfect, and the standards will probably be higher. They're not going to live up to them. Dan Quinn isn't going anywhere. And, you know, say what you want about Cliff Kingsbury. I mean, we'll see how it goes. And then Mayo, being your defensive-minded head coach, leaving most of the work to his offensive coordinator, newly hired offensive coordinator.
Yeah, it feels like the Chicago situation might be a coaching change away and maybe another run of stocking on O-linemen for them to kind of feel like they could do something. You know, that Ryan Poles has done a better job of kind of acquiring talent around the quarterback. I mean, the Redskins. Sorry, the Commanders.
I tell you what,
idea what's going to happen.
The other thing that was interesting about that, just digging into Ron Wolf and what he was really about, was also offensive line. And then you have the Jim Harbaugh sound coming out of Tuesday about how important offensive line is. And just paraphrase, because that's the one position that isn't relying on anybody else other than themselves. Like, the receivers rely on the offensive line, running backs, quarterback, tight ends, everybody relies on them. They do not rely on the backs. They do not rely on the quarterback or the wide receivers. And Ron Wolf said the same thing in a separate interview that I found of him just talking about team building was about the offensive line, which made me think again, young quarterback, you want to protect him. You want to give him the best opportunity. You want to give this young quarterback more time to throw the ball to receivers who aren't, like, you know, elite level, but good pros. Something to think about building through the draft.
I wondered if Ron Wolf drafted Tony Mandarich, but apparently it was the year before. I guess the drafting of Mandarich might have spawned.
Ooh, boy, he dodged a bullet on that one, didn't he?
He did, didn't he? That was something.
Was that Ted Thompson?
No. I think Ted Thompson came later. So okay. It would have been whomever was before Ron Wolf, I think, was the one. And for those who just Google Tony Mandarich and
Sports Illustrated cover,
you'll go down the rabbit hole. Yeah. And you'll also realize how prevalent steroids were in 1989 in East Lansing, Michigan. Holy cow. Our guy Mike Cadlick will talk some football with us. He wrote one of the laziest columns in America
today.
WEEI.com. You can get that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Watch us. Love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch.
Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
This guy's a weirdo. He eats pickles on pizza and throws left-handed.
Oh.
The guy who did the laziest column in America today, joining us on the Harbor One hotline at WEEI.com, is Mike Cadlick. Hello, Cadlick.
What's up, fellas? How we doing? I'm just waking up from a nap. I published my lazy column, and I figured I'd just sleep in this morning.
You know what? Like, hold on just for a second. If we're going to go the lazy route, let's talk about the morning show.
Oh, because
this is
interesting. Fourier has found the differences between some of the shows and the intel that they gave Cadlick. So just for those who don't know, Cadlick sends an email out on, I think it's like Wednesday or something like that. Hey, I'm putting together a column of what the staff thinks we should do with the number three pick and blah, blah, blah. And some people sent back three-word answers, and some people sort of gave some real thought. Well, and this is where Fourier picks it up.
Yeah, well, I mean, Greg Hill, just the name, Drake May. Wiggs, just the name, Jaden Daniels. Courtney, just the name, J.J. McCarthy. At least Shine put a tad bit of effort into it.
Well, he just ripped off whatever Dan Kelly put in the ringer.
And then Curtis, I'm the only one
that read the email.
Yep, it's true. If you read the email, Cadlick says, hey, maybe put a little blurb in there as to why you think the way you think.
And Curtis, another. So three out of the four people, right? How many people are on that show? Five. Three out of the five on that show just gave you just no effort whatsoever. Zero effort. Actually, four.
Yeah,
four of the five. Sorry, four of the five. Wow, just Sean. Yeah, Gresh gave you like a whole like monologue. He gave you a Alex Cora monologue. I gave you a little nugget. Billy gave you a good nugget. Chicken Nick, good ones. Jonesy,
yep.
Mego, and Arcan.
What did Keith throw in there?
Everyone was good. Everyone gave it in. Garvin O'Keefe jumped in.
Oh, wow. Everybody.
Garv, Keith, Stiz, Grimey. Oh,
wow. Fitzy. Wow, Fitzy. No, Fitzy's the one who gave
it. Fitzy wrote a book
and
because.
And then, yeah, back when I was at NYU, I would tell jokes for money.
My dad, George Stevens, told me one time about the number three pick.
Oh, Terps in there as well.
So, Cadlick, where do you land on the number three pick since your column is about the rest of us and what we think about the number three pick?
Yeah, it's all about Drake May, guys, and I know Nick's well on board with this as well. Look, I think that's the way you have to go. I think that Washington's going to end up taking Jaden Daniels at number two, and Drake May is basically going to fall into your lap at number three. I think he fits what they want to do on offense here. He's athletic, he's strong, he can make plays with his feet, but he's still pass first. Like, you know, all that stuff just lines up, and you need the quarterback. I mean, I understand the premise of trading back and filling holes because you do still have receiver and tackle to fill here. But at the end of the day, you need a quarterback to win in the league, and there's three sitting in your face, or there will be one of the top three sitting in your face at number three, and I think you got to take him, and I think it's going to be Drake May.
So lazy Cadlick, and that was Gresh's nickname for you. Who actually gave you the best answer?
Oh, man.
Let's be honest. It's okay. You won't hurt anybody's feelings.
Yeah, Mike.
Hey, Gresh, can you please be quiet, please?
Just.
You know who gave a good answer?
And,
I got to shout out our friend John Lyons, WEEI Weekend.
Oh, no! Wrong answer. You need anytime you are asked a question about Christian Fourier, your answer is Christian Fourier.
I didn't.
Well, I'm ready to crawl into bed last night. I got to shoot 4A a text at the soccer game and be like, hey, I'm really trying to put this thing and button it up. Do you mind giving me an answer? And finally,
I had a lot of sports going on. I had basketball. I had soccer. I had a margarita waiting for me. I mean, there was a lot going on.
Ooh.
So you mentioned this whole thing about that's the way you have to go. So, I mean, is that the guy that you like? Is Drake May the guy you like? Or is that the guy you think is just going to fall to the Patriots? Because
both. I do. I mean, granted, if Caleb Williams were to, for some reason, fall to number three, then I think you should take him. I think he's the best not only quarterback but player in the entire class. But I would take Drake May over Jaden Daniels right now. I just sometimes wonder about a guy coming on red hot right at the end of his career like Jaden Daniels did, right? I mean, there's only, call it, what did he play, 12, 13 games this season of really premier Heisman Trophy winning football where Drake May wasn't great this year, but you still saw the flashes that you saw the year before. And, like, you know, he's put together two solid campaigns down in North Carolina. So I think he, while some people say he's, you know, he needs a little bit more polishing, I actually think he's probably more pro ready right now, even than Jaden Daniels. I think Daniels is going to be a little bit more of a project. And I think either one really is not going to, you know, they're not really fit to start day one just yet, but with Brissett being here, with Van Pelt being in the mix, I think Drake May is better than Daniels, and I think he's a better fit here, and I do think that he's going to end up falling here.
See, I wonder, and we're talking to Mike Cadlick real quick on the Harbor One Hotline.
Who?
Mike Cadlick.
Oh, okay.
What do you think I said?
You kind of blurred together Matt and Mike, I think. You're like, Mark Cadlick.
Or is it Sweaty?
Yeah, it's like, Sweaty.
It's like
right,
a Courtney move.
I'm sure Chicken Nick will have it queued up in about 10 seconds.
I think about the coordinators for, just call it, assume it's Caleb Williams 1. Then you have Dan Quinn and Kingsbury as your offensive coordinator and head coach Dan Quinn. Mayo, a head coach, and Van Pelt. I wonder who Van Pelt would have an easier time coaching. Because I think of Cliff Kingsbury and all the guys that he coached. Jaden Daniels fits the profile for a Cliff Kingsbury type of quarterback. You go all the way back to Texas Tech. You go back to Arizona. And then you go to USC, where he was the coach for Caleb Williams. What do you think about that?
Yep. I 100% agree. And I not only look at Kingsbury as a fit with Daniels, but I look at them bringing in Marcus Mariota this offseason as their bridge quarterback too, a guy who can really use his legs and was a 1,000-yard rusher in college like Daniels was. Like, I just think that they're custom making the offense for Jaden Daniels in Washington. So I think he is a perfect fit with Kingsbury and what they want to do. And I think Drake May fits what they want to do here in New England too, that, you know, West Coasty type system, get the ball out quick, you know, under center, some bootleg action that you can do with Drake May where, you know, he's not going to run for, you know, 100 yards a game, but again, he can make some plays with his legs. And so I just think, yeah, I'm with you on that. I think that, like I said, they're sort of making it easy for Jaden Daniels to learn from Marcus Mariota and Cliff Kingsbury in Washington, whereas here you have a guy like Jacoby Brissett and, again, Alex Van Pelt to work with Drake May. I think that the fits make too much sense for 2 and 3 for those not to be the picks come next month.
Why do you not have Marvin Harrison Jr. the number one guy on your board?
I have him as the number two guy on my board because I think Caleb Williams is just different, and he's different for many reasons, but one reason is because he plays really good football on the football field. He can do it all. He has probably arguably the best arm in the class. He makes the best plays as far as off, you know, off script and out of structure. Like, I just think he can come in, and they've also already made that team in Chicago for him as well with guys like Keenan Allen, and, you know, he put DeAndre Swift around him and DJ Moore and guys like that. Like, I love Caleb Williams. I know people have a lot of knocks on him, but none of the knocks are on the football field, and I just think he's the best player at the most important position in football. So that's why I put Caleb as number one. But Marvin Harrison is, of course, number two. I mean, that guy could have started in the NFL like 3 years ago.
Yep.
I mean, you, Keith, Billy, a couple more people, I believe, in the we talked about Curtis, who just wrote Marvin Harrison. He didn't give me a whole write-up. But a couple other guys in the poll took Marvin Harrison Jr. too. And if the Patriots took him, would I be disappointed? Probably not, because, again, he's a guy who could have played in the league, and, you know, 3 years ago. But I just think that you still need to go quarterback. It's more important. And that's why I have Caleb Williams over him, too.
Our Patriots insider, Mike Cadlick, at Regression for you. You can read his latest column on the number 3 pick at WEEI.com. Now, Cadlick, you were a quarterback at one point in time at the collegiate level. Even though you were a lefty, you still threw the ball. So you know about the cranky elbows. Did you see the odd photo out there of Jaden Daniels, and what do you make of it?
I feel like there's almost no shot that Rap Sheet didn't just, like, copy and paste a Google image that was deformed somehow, or, like, went through 3 or 4 different edits. Because, yeah, there's these bursars or whatever you guys were talking about on an elbow, but it's not just the elbow that's poking out. His, like, whole forearm, there's, like, a right angle from where the bicep and the forearm meet. It's like, I don't understand how that's actually the picture. Now, I was looking at other photos of his elbow, and it does look like there's a little bit of a bursa there. But, I think that photo is somehow edited. It went through 2 or 3 AI generators and wound up on Rap Sheet's photo album and went on the thing. So I wouldn't worry about it if I was a team. I think that his elbow is going to be fine. I think he threw. He was okay at his pro day yesterday. Nothing really flashed, but he made all the right throws. And I don't know how much you can really look at a guy in T-shirt and shorts anyway, frankly. I go back to, and I wrote about this. I put a little bit more into a little bit more effort into this column a few weeks ago, Gresh, about Johnny Manziel and how he should have changed the pro day and way pro days happened across the college level, because he threw in pads. And Johnny Manziel made plenty of mistakes throughout his career, but the one he didn't was throwing in pads at his pro day at Texas A&M. I thought that was awesome. I thought, that's what you do. You don't throw in a T-shirt.
See, you would have been sucked into the greatest quarterback heist in the history of the NFL. Look at this guy. He's throwing in pads. He must want it more. Like, that's you, Mike Mack.
Yeah,
that is you.
You have to throw in pads.
Stop it.
You have to throw in pads. I think that's how it should be.
Why don't they put a mouthpiece in? Why don't they put a mouthpiece in? And then literally wear their thigh pads, their knee pads.
Yeah, they should.
Put their knee braces
the
on.
Pad.
I mean,
and I want to hear him bark signals with the mouthpiece in, because that's what you got to do in the NFL. You sound
change
like
the play at the line
Chris
of scrimmage.
Sims play call. The Chris Sims play call with John Gruden. Have him go through a full NFL play sheet as well.
That's what I would like to hear, actually. If they could just recite it, that would be great. Hey, you know the thing about that picture, though? Mike Kadlik is
it was his first game you butchered.
We're talking to Mike Kadlik. I didn't look at
Mike.
Mike Kadlik.
Third time's a charm for
how
you.
How did I mess that up? As far as me messing things up, that was not bad at all. That's like a scores out of one.
Now, you know what? That's
one
very fair.
Okay.
That is very fair.
The thing with that Ian Rappaport picture is somehow I do think that Ian Rappaport is like working for a team. Hey, listen, send this photo out there and make sure that everybody sees it. Like, he's deformed. Like, he's got a bad elbow.
Bill's not here anymore. That doesn't happen.
Mike, do you think that national reporters, local reporters, do you think they're on the take for certain teams as far as pushing the narrative one way or the other?
100%. There's these, like, sometimes when Schefter and Rappaport get this info from agents, it's like, the tight end guru like signed this, they agreed to terms with XYZ and the contract was negotiated by star super agent, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, obviously they're on the take for these guys. And they always, obviously they put out the bottom line, most guaranteed number, when really they're all fake guarantees and there's void years and stuff. Like, they're obviously looking to help the players out and help the agents out. And that's how they get information first. So yeah, I guess there's, maybe some local guys do it too, but I see it more so as a
name.
Name them.
Who do you think locally?
I don't know.
Come
I'm just
on.
Saying that it's more so a national thing. It's a national thing. You already got one name out of me. I'm not going to give you anything else.
Mike Kadlik at WEEI.com as Fourier tries to get him in hot water with the rest of the people on the beat. As we get closer to the draft, Kadlik, what's your best hunch as to what the Patriots might do with the high second round pick, number 34 overall?
I think it has to be wide receiver or tackle. That's the obvious answer, right? And if they maybe addressed one of the two in free agency more than they did, then we'd have a clear answer, but they obviously didn't. They missed out on Calvin Ridley, and they seemingly didn't even try and whiff for a left tackle. And so it's got to be one of the two. I feel like there's going to be a late run on wide receivers towards the back end of the first round, because it is a stacked class and it's turning into the second most important. I know you don't want to hear this one, Gresh, but it's turning into the second most important position in football behind quarterback. So I feel like they might be able to, sneak in and land a pretty decent left tackle at pick 34, whether that's, a guy like Tyler Guyton or Amarius Mims. Like, there's a ton of them, and both classes are deep. And so, long story short, it has to be one of those two picks. And then when you get to like 68, that's when you can kind of screw around and maybe go cornerback, maybe go defensive line or something like that. But you need to fix quarterback and then one of the two at pick 34.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if, because of the signing of KJ Osborne, and you just look at there are a lot of maybe B-level wide receivers there, mm-hmm. but a lot like last year, you can at least put a functional group out there. which does have me thinking that they're kind of leaning, unless the right guy falls. I almost feel like they're going to go tackle at 34, because when you look at the roster, that is one of the real gaping holes. Like a quarterback, you're talking about taking a developmental guy, but you at least have a functional starter there. Right now, I think the argument would be you don't have a starting left tackle, so you're really almost drafting a guy, I think, at 34 that you're counting on to come in and play right away.
Right, and I still wouldn't rule out a trade, honestly, for, you know, a big-name wide receiver. That's how these teams do it now. And, look, I know we haven't seen anything that would give us, I guess, give us any hope right now from this front office that they would pull off a blockbuster like that. But, I mean, look, guys like T. Higgins have already requested a trade, and Brandon Ayuk is going into a contract year and, you know, seemingly he's tweeting out an Instagram storying emojis that's saying, you know, money talks and BS doesn't. And so some of these guys want out, and if the Patriots can swing a deal, they do still have not only cap space this year, but they're going to carry more over next year. They can swing a trade and sign a guy to a longer-term extension with one of those guys who are seemingly out on the outskirts of some of those teams. So I'm not necessarily ruling out a trade for a number one wide receiver either. That might include pick 34. It might include their third-round pick. But and if that's the case, obviously, then you go tackle with the next pick, because right now you're basically running it back as you did last year, and we know that that offensive line was no bueno.
All right, Catholic, thanks a bunch.
Muy bueno.
What is the idea for the lazy column heading into the weekend? You ask us our favorite
color
football snacks.
Pizza
or
toppings.
Oh,
pizza,
my
yeah,
God.
Favorite color.
Or your favorite number 28.
What is WEI's favorite color?
This is just, I mean, Catholic puts out the Friday pizza tweet. And there is, you know, I'm expecting like, hey, here's the fried calamari pizza.
I saw a pizza the other day with lettuce on it.
I still don't understand do you like pickles, Gresh?
I'm
like,
not anti
pickles.
Oh, I'm not anti pickles at all. Yeah, I like fried
then
pickles.
Throw
I like them on
pizza.
Burgers.
They're
it doesn't
delicious.
Go on pizza. It's just like pineapple. It doesn't
Who
go on
wrote
pizza.
The rules as far
what
as what
you,
can and what can go on pizzas and what can't go on pizza. I mean, it's just
people
dough.
Who like nachos. Hey, here's a bunch of chips with barf on it.
Now you've gone too far.
What is weirder food takes than I do?
What is your issue with nachos?
Gross. It's just a
Do you
bunch
like
of,
cheese?
Not really.
Do you like
mozzarella?
Chips? You don't like chips or cheese. So, of course. So don't rip nachos.
If Gresh doesn't like chips and cheese, then how can he come at me for my
exactly.
food taste?
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll give you another one, Cad. Like peanut butter and jelly. The most overrated sandwich on the planet. And it's not even close.
That's amazing.
You know what I've had? A peanut butter and jelly burger at this place in Mansfield.
What is it? Just is it with a hamburger bun or just on a ham? Is it a hamburger
no,
patty?
No, with a burger. It was burger, cheese, I think bacon, and then peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly goes with anything.
That was
so
good
I'm down.
Stuff.
I'm definitely down for
yeah,
that.
Peanut yeah, butter good. And jelly goes with the trash.
Right in
That's
my mouth.
That's its best use.
Right in my mouth.
Catholic, thank you, buddy. We appreciate
hey,
you. Keep it up.
Can I get to one thing quick?
Please.
Before you let me go?
Of course.
Yeah, so I ran into a quick issue this morning where I've been training for the Providence Marathon for the last 12 weeks, Gresh, and your people down there can't get the bridge right. So I'm out of a marathon because they canceled it. And so I'm curious if there's anyone out there who can give me any tips, tricks, advice, or help getting into the Boston Marathon over the next few weeks. I'd appreciate that greatly. So my DMs are open. If anyone's got the inside track to that, I'd appreciate it.
Call Greg Hill.
Again, freaking weirdo.
Yeah, true that. Yeah.
But he willingly wants to run a marathon.
I'm with you on that. Those people are just like that's
remember
what
Teddy,
gets you off. That's what turns you on.
Didn't Brewski do it once and he's like, I'll never do it again.
Chara yeah. once.
Yep.
Or Gresh, get your guys to fix the bridge.
Oh, dear Lord. You expect me to overcome the incompetency of a whole state full of idiots? I mean, that is something, friend. But I'll get on it. There's other bridges there, too. I don't know why they can't reroute it, because they probably don't want riffraff like you running through the east side of Providence. Not East Providence.
Yeah,
the east side of Providence, like where Brown is and stuff like that. Yeah, people from URI and Worcester State don't get invited to Brown. So there you go. All right, brother.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll see you, man. There we go.
There's Mike Cadlick.
Help out our guy Cadlick.
All right, so let me get the tease on this.
Oh, you're going to
do
it?
I'm going to do the tease on this, yeah, because it's more of a personal issue. Because my wife and I, saw something that pretty much made us puke last night. And if you
nachos?
Have high school kids looking at college, you're going to want to hear this. And Billy, this is for you too. I feel like you need little Bubba at one point in time is going to want to go to college. And I'm here to tell you shouldn't based on what you're going to hear next.
You're listening to Gresh and Poirier on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
All right, big deal, no big deal. So here's the thing. So yesterday we're driving to soccer practice and had a couple drinks at a little Mexican restaurant and then started looking at my phone. Yeah, El Mariachi. Very good little Mexican restaurant. Okay, great margaritas.
Saw Cadillac texted you even after.
And I was like, oh, crap, I got
to
respond.
You were walking out the door to send him something.
I know. You did. Listen, you want to take a lap?
I do. You get always get through your laps. I'm taking mine.
Okay, fine.
You.
Okay, thank you for reminding me. All right, so, Billy, listen to this. And, okay, if you have kids right now in high school that are thinking about going to college, here's an example of how much money it would cost you if you want to go to BU. Oh. You want to go to Boston University. Now, I would usually say this is on the high end, but yeah. Going through it with my daughter, my stepson, and my other kids, it is amazing what these universities expect parents to pay for their kids to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
Here's this is expenses of our 2024-2025 academic year. Tuition, $66,000. Housing, depending on type of accommodation, right? $12,000, okay? Food. Just most dining plans, just call it $7,000. Fees, $1,400. So the total estimated build expenses.
Over $1,200,000,000,000.
There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah, $87,000. Okay, but then there's other expenses. There's books, there's supplies, there's personal expenses, there's local transportation on average. So the total cost of attendance for 1 year go to Boston University.
Okay.
$90,000, Gresh, Billy, big deal, no big deal.
It's a massive deal. It's a good place to get an education, too. I do believe BU, didn't they have one of the, like, broadcasting or journalism programs, one of the top ones in the country? The only thing I know about BU is their facilities. We went there in 95 and beat them, and then they shut the program down, like, 2 years later in football.
When they had a football team?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were actually pretty good. They went to the 1AA playoffs. They had this guy, Robert Daugherty, who was like the Doug
the singer?
Flutie. No.
American Idol?
No. That's Daughtry, anyway. Yeah. You were close. No, this was
That's
a,
right.
This was like a 5'9" guy who ran around like little Dougie and chucked it all over the place. Of course it's a big deal.
Billy, do you think that the little Bubba will be going to Boston University?
Nope.
Not a chance, right?
Nope. I'm banking on Bubba either becoming an athlete or learning with his hands.
Okay, so I'm glad you mentioned that.
Other than eating there.
Other than
now.
Eating, yeah. If he wants to become a professional eater, all the power to him.
If he sets a hot dog. He started with his fingers.
Yeah, right. If he sets a hot dog eating record, I'm very proud, Daddy.
Daddy's so proud. Hey, wouldn't you rather send your kid to a trade school?
Trade school, 100%.
Okay, so here it is. Learn a trade. And the one thing about the trade school, electrician, you could be a builder, you could be a carpenter, you could be any of these things. You could be a plumber.
Sounds like you described Jesus.
Well, I mean, Jesus was a carpenter.
He was a carpenter.
Okay.
Or the guy that worked in aisle 12. Yeah.
Oh, he went to Home Depot again the other day and he got lost or something.
No. Okay. See, now we're hijacking big deal, no big deal, but I will add this. How often do you guys go to Home Depot?
Not often enough to.
Okay. And Billy, Home Depot at all?
Twice, maybe three times a year.
Okay. You don't go to Home Depot, do you?
Oh, what are you kidding me?
You don't go to Home Depot.
No, I've been there a ton.
Do you really?
Yeah, because we got the garage floor done, and I had to move some things around, so I've had to rent pallet jacks from them to move some of my we had two of my wife's machines in the garage.
How often do you go into Home Depot and you're looking for something specifically?
Yeah.
And you realize you have no idea where it's at, and then you go, you know what? I'll ask one of the guys or girls, ladies wearing the orange apron. Because that's what they wear. I worked at Home Depot. I feel like I'm playing hide and go seek when I go to Home Depot. I feel like I'm playing it because
you never left.
And I'm looking for everybody, but they're hiding from me. I'm like the only person playing it. You can't find anybody at Home Depot to help you. And then when you do find somebody to help you, they tell you to go down another aisle. Maybe Chuck will be down in aisle 6. Ask him, and then they disappear.
Why didn't you just grab the phone and hit the, you know, 00 button, and instead of farting in it, be like, I need help in aisle 11.
I almost did that, and I used to do that when I worked there. People would dial, say they would, they over the loudspeaker, it would be, hey, building materials, dial 101, dial 101. If you worked in building materials.
Were you? You were hiding.
I was, because I never answered the phone. I never answered the phone, but now.
So you can tell me how to get on the loudspeaker at Home Depot?
Well, they probably changed the rules now, but
it was
just, but
it
was like, it was literally just 01.
Yeah.
If you dialed 01, you'd have to wait because people are always on the loudspeaker, and you would have to wait for, you know, Chuck and plumbing to get off, okay? And get off the phone, everybody. And then I would, and somebody would dial, hey, building materials, dial 101. Somebody here is looking for cement. They can't find it. They're looking for whatever. I would have to run over there to that section and look for somebody who looked lost, like I was last night.
I have a hack for you.
A Home Depot hack?
It's the easiest thing ever. Download the app or go online. Make sure you put in the store that is closest to you that you're going to go to. Search for the product, because if it's in stock, it will say on there, in stock aisle 43B or whatever.
Okay, here's the problem with that.
Yeah, it's too easy?
No. I'm like Greg Hill. I'm old school. I want interaction with the people that work there. I want to, like, have a conversation. I want to ask them how their day is. I'm going to say, hey, walk with me. Take a walk with me. Like, when I worked there, you were supposed to walk the person to the exact spot of the item they were looking for. And then you couldn't leave until they found it. Van Nuys Home Depot in Southern California. That's where I worked. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at the texters who are just, don't you see, Christian, it's karma. You hid, now they're hiding from you.
You can read the 401.
Piss off, DB. Use the HD app like most intelligent people do.
I'm not using the app.
The 413, just use the Home Depot app. Search for the item, it'll tell you the aisle. That's how I found out the pallet jack was in stock. What I didn't know is that they say it's graded for 6,600 pounds and it doesn't raise things up high enough. So I had to take a 2x10 and get my saw out and zap that thing in half to be able to put, you know, this much more on there to be able to lift it up high enough to move it around.
I can't believe there's so much backlash to the fact that I'm irritated that there isn't anyone at Home Depot to help me find the item I'm looking for.
WTF, can't find cement? Are you blind as well?
It's an example of something easy that you, meathead, from the wherever. I can't even see the name anymore.
Oh,
would
look
you
at this. Go to a local place. They appreciate the business.
I do go to there's a local place right around the corner, and they're awesome.
Dante Scarnecchia keeps the one in Narragansett alive on his own.
Probably.
Doesn't he?
They talk to, hey, how you doing? And they have everything. Hey, how you doing? Good to see you. Where you been? Hey, how'd that whole project work out? I'm still working on it. I need some WD-40. Thunks creaking, making noise.
I'm with you. What were you there for anyway?
Blinds.
Oh, my God.
I needed somebody to cut the blinds. I just needed one blind, one little shade for this one window in my daughter's room. And they needed to, you're not allowed to use the saw. They don't let you use the saw. You have to call somebody to use the saw to cut the blinds, to customize
it. No, the nerve.
I was like, I worked here. I wish I had like a badge. Yo, I'm a former Home Depot employee. I know exactly how it works.
It's even better now that you went for someone to get measured and cut when you butchered so many people's windows.
I grew up with a lot of this because of my old man. Fourier with a radial arm saw is something I need to see. It's like the big one that you like pull down and can move around and
that. I used that for plywood and stuff like that. I used to use that also. The angles were all messed up. Nothing worked.
No, it's very easy.
And that was lumber.
Again,
I didn't work in lumber.
That this is happening to you.
Yeah. Well, it is funny.
Because of you. So many
because
times.
There were people that when I worked at Home Depot, they were so disgusted at me that I could not help them. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm 19 years old. I had my brother take the test for me. I should not be working here. Okay. And they would just walk away so disgusted. And I can always tell, like, the really, like, construction workers, because they were the most pissed. they would come in with their belt and their Timberlands, you know, and they're like, you know, all the cement on their shirt and stuff
like
that.
So you don't even know. They gave you a retina scan when you walked in and knew, like, avoid this guy. Don't help this guy. He screwed over so many people 40 years ago.
Probably.
Throwing pictures up in the back where you used to hide.
People are throwing wrenches at him like it's dodgeball.
I used to listen to Arthur Blank once a month, owner of the Atlanta Falcons, give a pep talk to all the employees of Home Depot. Sunday morning, every once a month on Sunday morning, everybody had to go to Home Depot, and there was Arthur Blank talking about, hey, did you get your badge? And, oh, do this, and we're almost hit our total.
If you ever met Arthur Blank, would you drop it on
him? I did drop it on him.
And what did he say?
I said, hey. I was like, you know, I used to work for you. He's like, oh, what position did you play? Ah, I worked in building materials at Van Nuys. He's like, what an ass.
And he's like, that's now an empty porn arena.
No.
It's a porn
warehouse.
It's
a trampoline park.
Oh, is it really?
I don't know.
Ty Law own it? Is he in on that?
It's called, like, you know, Sky Limit or whatever.
Yeah, Ty Law's other trampoline park or something.
That's a big deal.
There you go. The win totals are out for all the NFL teams. We will get to that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.